And now, the Goldbergs. Well, with the Goldbergs on the verge of losing their house to the man who owns it, tempers, attitudes, and goodwill are very much upset around the Goldberg house. Mr. Edward Way, the owner of the house, refused to listen to reason. He wanted the Goldbergs out, even though Jake couldn't even find a place to take his family on such short notice, even though Molly had treated Mr. Way with all her usual courtesy and understanding. For Way is an ex-convict, just released from prison, a man who was once wealthy and prominent before the law caught up with him. And Way's character hasn't been improved by 3 years in jail. However, yesterday, he blandly offered to let Molly remain on until the Goldbergs found a place.
Rosalie, did you tell Mr. Way I'm fixing him a cup of coffee?
He's coming down now.
Yeah? Well, you'll have to find Pop and tell him that Mr. Way says we can stay in the house. Yes. Well, we don't have to rush out.
Did you ask him more, or did he just say that we could stay?
I didn't have to ask. I didn't have to ask, Rosalie, dear. But that's what's so magnificent. I didn't have to ask. Bring the sugar bag. He just gently himself said, if you don't find a house, you can stay here. Well, wasn't that marvelous, huh, Rosalie? Wasn't that wonderful, huh?
You said he wasn't as bad as he sounded, Mom.
No?
Well, then maybe you'll listen and hear me when I speak.
But he wasn't nice to Papa when Papa asked him if he could stay.
No. Maybe it was the wrong moment to ask.
Maybe. Every person has his moment. I have, you have, Papa has. Mr. Ray has his moments also.
But all Papa said was, Mr. Way, can we stay on until we find a house?
No, so that's what it said. But it was the wrong moment. After all, Rosalie, Mr. Ray is very special. He's a man who came back, how shall I say, to live in a world that said to him, you committed a crime. You broke the rules. You have to pay. And for 3 long years, darling, he paid. And who knows what goes on in a man's mind when he sits by himself for 3 long years thinking of what he did, huh?
He doesn't seem to be sorry for what he did.
Well, I think he's sorry. Oh, how do you know? Well, I don't seem to be sorry for his period, you know. How do you know? How do you know? How do you make such a statement when you don't feel sorry? Only a man who was sorry could act hard and cold because he's afraid to show the world how sorry he is. Because when you do wrong, Rosie, and you want to do right, you're always afraid people will say, "Sis, I told you." So what happens? So you act worse than you acted before. That's how a doctor came to say that is. That's complex in psychology, that's complex hard. Reflex or something. You and Sam and everybody. That's psychology. That's psychology. You bring the sponge cake. Bring the sponge cake. I want a slice of a cup of slices for Mr. Ray.
I'm so glad we're staying, Mom.
You're glad? Missy, let mine sharpen my darling so I can slice.
How long do you think we're staying, Mom?
How long it is it? We're staying, you know? And we'll cross the bridge of how long later on. Bring a napkin, you darling. Here's someone to cover the cake also so the fly shouldn't destroy the dear. Bring it over, sir.
Right,
and put it over here. Very nicely, like that. Mm-hmm. So, a couple of slices. Oh, Mr. Ray? Oh, come in, Mr. Ray. Come in. I'm just spilling you a cup of coffee. Lovely, you neglected the cream for the coffee.
Oh,
cream, dear, for the coffee. And another napkin. Please sit down, Mr. Ray. You don't mind if I'll paddle along. I want to meet Mr. Goldberg. I know how greatly relieved you'll be that we can remain and not worry until we'll find a suitable house.
Thank you, Mr. Way.
Come, dear. Come, Rosalie, with me. There's a napkin, Mr. Bay. And underneath that napkin is a couple slices of sponge cake. Come, Sporty.
Come, Sporty.
Maybe we'll take the animal. Maybe it'll bother you.
Come,
Sporty. Come, but if you want a second cup of coffee, there's plenty in the percolator. Don't help yourself, Mr. Bay.
Hello? Yes? Mrs. Goldberg isn't at home. This is Mr. Way. Hello? Hello? Operator, will you get that party back for me? I don't know. Oh, if you can't, never mind.
Mrs. Goldberg?
Don't bother.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Way? Where are the folks?
Out.
I don't think we've been formally introduced. I'm Mrs. Baby Schlissel. Seymour Singlehood is my brother. That coffee smells awfully good. Do you mind if I join you?
Mrs. Goldberg makes such good coffee. Would you like a little more coffee, Mr. Wade?
No, thank you.
Pass the sugar, please. Life is like a wheel, isn't it, Mr. Wade? And it keeps turning. Of course, newspapers do exaggerate. Everybody knows that. What they did to you on the front page. Did you ever read Crime and Punishment, Mr. Wade? The punishment is always greater than the crime, I know. May I have a piece of the cake? Thank you. If you had only made a list of the poor people that lost their life savings through you, it wouldn't have been so bad, Mr. Wade. But when the paper started in with the widows and the orphans...
Excuse me.
Did you ever? Bad man. Mr. Goldberg?
Where's Mrs. Goldberg, buddy?
Nobody is here except Mr. Wade. Do you want a cup of coffee, Mr. Goldberg?
No. Only tell Mr. Wade I want him to speak to somebody on the telephone.
Something wrong?
No. Not anymore. Let my wife turn the other cheek. Not me. A knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Call Mr. Wade, buddy. I want him to talk to the tax collector. There's an accumulation of 5 years' taxes. And unless it's paid, he won't have this house either.
Oh, revenge.
Yes. And who says it isn't sweet?
I'll call him.
Mr. Wade!
Aye, revenge. Hello? Operator? Mr. Carr, the tax collector, please.
Mr. Goldberg wants you.
All right.
Mr. Carr? Just hold, please.
Mr. Goldberg wants you.
Mr. Ray, somebody wants to speak to you on the phone.
Thank you. Hello? Yes, speaking.
You'll find in this world you have to give as well as take.
You should have been a little more lenient with Mr. Goldberg.
Thank you.
There's a considerable sum accumulated for taxes, Mr. Ray. And unless you can pay them, this house will be sold under the hammer, and I'll buy it.
Excuse me.
The mighty can fall, Mr. Wade.
The newspapers say he hasn't any money, Mr. Goldberg.
He thinks he's still the Mr. Wade of going by day. Let him have a taste of what it means to be poor. Maybe it'll develop his heart.
A lot of good my good heart did for me.
Yes?
Yes?
I'm looking low, and I'm looking high, and looking high and low for you. I went to Mary's Putney, I went to Mike Majudic, and I went even over to Villa Big Zed, where you said, dear.
Why? What's so important?
Well, what's so important? Zed, darling, Zed, sweetheart, Zed, my own. We can stay, Zed. We can stay until we find another house suitable.
Who said so?
You and me, who said so? Who said so? But maybe who said so? Mr. Ray said so, Zed. What's the matter? What is it?
Don't question if it questions, Molly, please. Give me a cup of coffee. Black.
Well, Jake's eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth didn't work so well. It's boomeranged right back, and now for the first time, Jake can feel what it means to be humiliated by your own revengeful success. How will Mr. Way take this, and what will Molly do?